You're listening to Phil Henry on Coast to Coast PM. To talk with Phil from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Here in the studio, dial 1-800-449-8686. Or if you want to talk to yourself, dial toll-free 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry Show, and tomorrow, the 19th Annual Beach Fest at the Long Beach Marina Green is going to be happening. That's tomorrow the 17th, and I'll be broadcasting live there along with Bill Handel and Carell and Andrew and Tim and Neil and a few of the other folks from Southern California. Beach Fest is Southern California's largest food and music festival, home of the world-famous chili cook-off. To win tickets, I guess they've been giving the tickets away. Maybe they've given them all away, but I'll keep giving out the fax number. And mention you heard it on the Phil Henry Show, 213-487-0058. But that'll be the Beach Fest, and everybody was talking about it here, and Craig was sitting there saying that his girlfriend wants to run a U.S. Marine Corps obstacle course, and she's looking forward to that. Who are you going out with? Who is the woman you're dating, man? G.I. freaking Jane, man. He says to me, yeah, man, Nikki is so looking forward to the Marine Corps obstacle course and that Velcro rock climbing. That's cool. 1-800-449-8686. President Clinton said today that it is tragic that school music programs frequently are the easiest target when budget-minded administrators have to cut education costs. And he was lamenting the loss of so many great music programs. He said, I've been very disturbed about the problem, the president said. Over the last 20 years, more and more schools have come under financial pressure, and they tend to drop their music programs. Jeff Dowder, who is a drummer, leader, and main music writer, main songwriter for the group Dark Horse, Southern California rock band. They're appearing at Mr. Pooh's through the end of next week. And Jeff, welcome to the program. Did you hear what the president's comments were, and what do you think about them?
Absolutely, Phil. I heard the president of the United States comments, and I think I agree with President Clinton on a lot of different levels. So I think, first of all, I'm feeling a lot of what he was feeling, that music is not as important as it once was. And that's a generational thing. What happened to this generation of music lovers?
What do you think it was?
I think a lot of music is good. I think the appreciation for it is not the way it was. I think back in the day, you know, 30 years ago, back in the day, you know, when there was so much going on, for instance, in popular music and rock and roll, there were a lot of people who were very much into taking music lessons.
Now, you have a mobile institute of popular music, right, that you take to different schools?
That's correct, Phil. We call it the Dowder Institute of Popular Music. As part of some of the things I do with the band, I specialize in a...
Where are you right now?
I'm right over at Caltech right now, finishing up my maintenance job over here, and then I'm going to go and we have a rehearsal, and we're probably going to be gigging tonight over at Mr. Pooh's, which is in Hermosa Beach. I'm going to come out and see us tonight.
You're doing a maintenance job at Caltech?
That's correct. Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, so where are you, in the broom closet over there?
I'm actually just got done putting away some buckets, and I put away a mop, and I'm going to go down the hall now and start in the buffer.
So during the day, you're buffing floors at Caltech, and then at night?
I was a student here at Caltech, and I decided didn't want to do that anymore. Mechanical physics, as a matter of fact, was my major, but I decided I'd get back into music.
All right, so you'll be playing tonight. There it is there, huh?
Yeah, I just fired it up a little bit.
Maybe you could, I've got an idea here, and maybe you could go to a quiet office, Jeff, and...
You know what, I'll do, Phil, after your break, I'll put the buffer away. I got some break time coming up.
Okay. So anyway, your Institute of Popular Music does what? You go from school to school?
That's correct. So I have a specialized program for kids that focuses on the music of the 20th century to try to get kids into music again and to appreciate music, not only from the standpoint of making music, Phil, but I think it's really important for kids to appreciate music from the standpoint of listening to it. And I think that's a lost art.
What do you think of today's music?
I think music's never been better. I think you've got so many tremendous bands now. I think their songwriting is more daring. I think the musicianship and the production values are a lot more ambitious. I think there's a higher level of experimentation in popular music today than there ever has been. And that is nothing but good. One thing, and I don't know, I mean, I brought this up to a few people. One thing, I don't know how you feel about this, but one thing I think that makes music sound good is, in a lot of ways, is cannabis, sativa, and...
You're talking about marijuana?
Well, I am talking about marijuana, and it was one of the things when we started to do our Popular Music Institute, and we were taking them from schools, how do you communicate to the kids that smoking weed can enhance, you know, listening to music, because...
Now, you're not talking about kids. You're talking about high schools, right?
Right.
You're not talking about kids smoking dope.
No. No, I am not. No, I'm not, Phil. All I'm saying is I just want to lay this out here for anybody that want to hear what I'm saying. When you smoke weed or spark up an owl or just blast up, like say you want to do a bowlful, it makes the music sound so good. I don't know how to describe it. But it makes it... Have you ever done a bowlful, Mr. Henry?
You know something, man? I don't want to comment on my personal habits. I know what you're saying, that marijuana is a sensory enhancer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know if the parents are going to go for this. Parents being kind of narrow the way they are, they probably won't go for it. But we have to find a way to get music back to the schools. And I think that it's an important thing. And what I wanted to do tonight, Phil, on your show, is to take the unprecedented step of smoking some weed, you know, some grass on the air so that people can see its effects. Because not only does...
All right, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about getting music back into the schools, smoking more dope?
No, what I'm saying is marijuana enhances the music experience.
Okay.
And it also enhances your creative ability.
All right.
So what I want to do... is I want to smoke some dope here during the break, so, and then come back and give you some sample music of mine.
Well, the break isn't going to be for a while. You want to smoke some pot and then show us how good you are as a musician?
Yes, and also talk to you a little bit about how it can make, you know, what do you want to call it, listening to music sound so much bitchiner. Okay.
All right, so what are you going to do here, man? And I want everybody to know that this is Mr. Doubter. He's wherever you are, man. You're out, where are you? Out on Del Mar out there in Pasadena?
Yeah, it's pretty busy today.
Well, where are you going to do... Go? What are you going to do, man? A bong hit or something?
I was going to do a bong hit, yeah.
Where, man? In the broom closet there of your...
Yeah. Hold on for just a minute. Hold on for just a second. Whew, man, it's been a day.
I know, it's a hot day.
It really has. Here. Okay, hold it. Oh, God, man. Okay, I'm done. I am done, man.
Okay, so what did you just do?
I am awful. I'm done. One of the things I would tell kids is if you do a bowlful and you cough, you're done. Coughing generally means you're done. And
okay, so now we know how to smoke pot.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now that I have smoked a bowlful and I feel very nice, you know, I'm going to give you an example of how it enhances your musical ability.
Okay, we're talking to Jeff Doubter. He is a musician. He's the leader of the band Dark Horse. They play a lot of gigs here in Southern California. And weren't they... You guys were on the bill with somebody at one time, weren't you? Weren't you going to be a...
Yeah, we were almost on the bill with Metallica on their latest tour. We're still trying to work that out.
Okay. Jeff has the Doubter Institute of Popular Music, which is kind of a mobile popular music seminar that he takes from school to school. You're claiming that smoking marijuana makes you a better musician.
Yeah, but also, Phil, I think that the weed can make people enjoy music more.
But you can't be counseling kids to smoke.
No, no, I'm not. I'm just throwing it out there is all. But listen to this. This is a tune, okay?
All right, you've smoked a bowl full and now you feel good.
I feel good. Check this out. I'm going to put the phone down. I I've got my drum pad out here. This is an example of when you do smoke. I don't want to turn this into a weed smoking seminar, Phil.
Which is what I'm afraid of.
Okay, but I just want to say, I feel good. I had a bowl full. Here's a tune that I really like. Could you guys shut that door? Could you guys shut that door?
Okay, you're in the middle of the...
Yeah, hold on. Shut the door, okay? All right. Yeah, man, just get the door. Okay, here it is. After I smoked a bowl full. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every morning when I wake up, there's a halo on the girlfriend's head. I know I didn't see what I'm talking about. So in other words, smoking weed can enhance. And
we've got a phone connection that isn't that good.
No, I know that, but smoking weed can enhance your ability and the...
Well, see, that didn't sound that good to me, okay?
I understand that, but part of the equation is I smoked a bowl full so I can play better, but if you'd smoke some weed, I guarantee it would sound good.
All right, we'll do another one here, then we have to take a break.
You need a head change to hear how good I sound.
Okay, do another one.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. No, no. I shot the sheriff. That's what I'm talking about, Phil. And
so you're going to be gigging tonight with Dark Horse and playing some of these songs, right?
Well, we're not going to do no Sugar Ray, but I mean, because... That would be ripping off his material. We have a lot of original material. One of them is Judgment at Sunrise.
Okay, Jeff Dotter is with us.